AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Taliban seems to be moving at will through Afghanistan, capturing city after city, province after province in the past week. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We are certainly concerned by the speed with which the Taliban has been moving.
Kirby says the 3,000 U.S. troops bound for the capital, Kabul, are readying for that deployment.
The troop movements that we mentioned yesterday are happening as we speak. Three battalions are preparing to move from their current locations in the Central Command Area of Responsibility to Kabul.
Their mission will be to protect the airport and make certain U.S. Embassy personnel and others can safely evacuate. Food and Drug Administration decides that transplant recipients and other similarly immune-compromised patients can get a third dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Earlier, an advisory panel voted in favor of the boosters. Panel Chair Dr. Grace Lee.
11 yeses, 0 noes, and the ayes have it, and the recommendation is adopted.
U.S. health authorities insist it's not yet time for booster doses for the general population. CDC closely monitoring rates of COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths, as well as long-running studies of how often vaccinated health workers experience so-called breakthrough infections, especially with the extra contagious Delta variant. Two visitors from U.S. mainland were arrested for allegedly using fake vaccine cards to travel into Hawaii. Officials with the Hawaii Attorney General's office arresting the two at the Honolulu airport. They face a fine of up to $5,000 each and up to a year in prison or both. The two were arraigned Wednesday after being arrested last weekend. Heading into the final hour of trading for the week, the Dow is off some 20 points. NASDAQ is up 15. S&P 500 is up less than a point. This is AP News. Tropical Depression Fred, expected to be a tropical storm later today. Systems north of Cuba heading toward the Florida Keys. National Hurricane Center specialist John Cangelosi says there's a lot of rain.
The prediction is for 3 to 7 inches of rain across a big chunk of Florida, but there could be isolated pockets of up to 10 inches. So certainly flooding is a possibility.
The storm is expected to skirt Florida's west coast before making landfall along the panhandle through the weekend. Forecasts call for the remnants of the storm to merge with a front in the southeast, producing rain throughout the southeast U.S. early next week. A military base in Washington, Joint Base Anacostia-Bolling, home to Marine Helicopter Squadron 1, which carried the president and vice president throughout the area, was placed on lockdown after a report that an armed man was spotted on the grounds after local police said shots were heard on streets near the base and a gunman ran onto the grounds. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.